The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
In the state of Missouri, the courts have ruled that the National Association of Realtors, as well as two real estate brokerages, are liable for $1.8 billion in damages for allegedly colluding to keep realtor commissions high. Hi, I'm Sam. I'm an out-of-state investor. Thank you so much for tuning in to the channel. Definitely make sure you like and subscribe to this video. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're on the audio side, make sure to please leave us that 5-star rating and review. The main issue in this case was the fact that sellers have to pay the commission for their agent as well as the buyer's agent. So typically the way it works is usually the total commission is about 5 to 6% of the purchase price, and it's split evenly between both parties. So the buyer's agent and the seller's agent. And so we'll walk through a quick example so you understand what this full picture looks like. So let's say, for example, there is a $100,000 house and the commission percentage is 6%. This means the seller will pay $6,000 out of the money they receive, and that'll be split between the buyer's agent and the seller's agent. So the buyer's agent will receive 3%. The seller's agent will receive 3%. Comment below. Let me know what you think. Should the buyer have to pay for their own agent's commission? Should it still come from the seller totally? Let me know what you think in the comments. So now let's talk about the impact this would have on buyers if, let's just say, in theory, this passed like years down the line and in all the states, and the way that this business is done is different. Let's just imagine that that's the scenario. So I'll walk through another example. So if someone is buying a $100,000 house, and let's just say they are putting down a 5% down payment, so that will be $5,000 plus closing costs and various other fees. And if that person now had to pay their agent as the buyer the commission instead of it coming from the sellers, and that increases what they have to come with out of pocket by 1 to 3%. And for many people, that's a lot of money, right? It's already hard enough to save for the down payment. And in many markets, the home prices are way more than 100,000. The average is a lot more than that in the country. So you can imagine someone buying a $400,000 to $500,000 house. That's a lot more money that they're paying in theory if they had to now pay their agent on the buyer side. And in my opinion, most buyers are not competent enough to represent themselves. They didn't want to pay the commission to their agent. Most don't really know how the process works and need a realtor to walk through the paperwork and all the things. Now, there are those who might use a lawyer, a real estate attorney to draw up the contract and all these different things. However, I do believe it's advantageous for the majority of the population to use a realtor. Here's the other thing as well. So let's just say buyers now had to pay the commission for their agents and they try to lowball the agents to save money. So let's say they try to give them 1%. Then what incentive does the agent have to work with someone who is trying to lowball them and give them a tiny percentage of the commission? I wouldn't. If I was a realtor, I would go with the person who's going to give me at least 2 to 3% of the cost so I can make money for the work that I'm doing finding the property, the work that I'm doing walking through properties with them and helping them with the contracts and the different aspects of the process is something that they deserve to be paid for, especially if they're putting the work in and helping the buyer get to the finish line. And so a lot of people are saying that if buyers had to pay the commission for their agents and sellers only pay commission for the selling agent, that it would bring home prices down. But there's not any data point that shows that there's a correlation between commission and the price of the home. The reality of it is it's 6%, 5 to 6%, right? Over the last several years, home prices have gone up tremendously more than that. So I think we're talking about pennies here when we look at the grand scheme of things. And honestly, to me, fewer homes are going to be bought and sold if we get to a point where the commission is not all coming from the seller. I think the sellers in this case, in the state of Missouri, are being very short-sighted. And really, I think the only winner here is the lawyer. The lawyer is going to get an enormous fee from this, from settling this, assuming that it goes through. It's being appealed. The National Association of Realtors is appealing this decision. So we have yet to see what's ultimately going to happen. Here's the reality. Good realtors are worth the commission. Good realtors help people find homes, help people sell homes. And it's not an easy job, right? It's not an easy thing to do. Realtors end up talking to a lot of people who are not serious about buying. And, you know, you have to make a lot of offers, especially in certain markets, to finally get one to close. And so to say that a good realtor doesn't deserve a commission is crazy to me. And so I don't think this is going to go through ultimately. I think the appeal has a good chance, this is just my opinion, of reversing this. And whatever damages are paid out, if this goes through, I don't think this is going to be a nationwide thing where the whole industry changes. That's just my prediction. So again, most people will never be skilled enough to represent themselves when buying a property. That's just a fact. Unless you are an investor who's very experienced and goes direct to seller and knows how to do all that stuff, that is not the average person. Someone looking to buy their dream home and a home for their family to live in is the last person who's going to be skilled enough to represent themselves when buying a property. That's my opinion. And there is a need for good realtors, right? The good realtors are still helping their clients. They're still helping their clients buy properties, helping them to negotiate, repairs, negotiate a lower cost and all those things. A lot of people think that realtors have zero incentive to negotiate a lower price, but it's not true, right? And so I think there's just a lot of assumptions being made. Let me know what you think. I don't know if you agree with that or not, but that's my take. If you are someone who lives in a very, very expensive market, if you live in New York, in LA, or any place where you feel like it's impossible to buy real estate, I strongly encourage you to consider investing out of state. That's what I did. It changed my life, and it's possible for you. You don't need to have a lot of money. The average person can do this. And so I'm hosting a four-week workshop that's going to show you how to buy your first out-of-state property. It kicks off in January. We're going to start the year off strong. So if your goal is to buy an out-of-state property in the next 12 months and you're serious, go to outofstatemoney.com/workshop. The link is also in the description and you can find more information there. All right. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Definitely make sure to like this video. If you're on YouTube, subscribe to the channel. If you're on YouTube, if you're on the audio side, make sure to leave that 5-star rating and review. If you're on YouTube, definitely check out this video about the $23,000 landlord bill that was given to tenants in North Carolina. Crazy story. Let me know what you think. All right. Thank you all so much. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call, quickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.